Jason Swigart back here courtside at the Child Center, where it was all pilots from start to finish, and now pleased to be joined by head coach Shante Leggins. Certainly, maybe a little bit of mystery not having played a game for 2 weeks, and this late into March, you're not maybe sure where guys' heads are, but you couldn't have asked for a better start from this group. They missed their first three threes, but then once Christian hit that first one, it seemed to just take the lid off the place and the guys were ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think our core group of guys were excited to play. They were really juiced about playing. They were really juiced about it, and so they were excited. So once they were excited about it, they came out and executed a game plan, and they did everything we wanted them to do. And you know, my son's here trying to get on the phone or on the headset. But we ended up doing anything we wanted to do tonight, and we're getting there. And again, we're getting guys with more confidence. We're getting guys with more pieces, and as they start to get there and they start to get better, they're going to be okay. And so, again, like I said, you know, we wish we were playing in the big dance, but we're playing in a postseason, so this is huge for us, and couldn't be happier.
Well, and the first postseason victory for this program and the seventh different postseason appearance, and so building then the confidence. Understanding playing this late into March, what it takes and the focus that you got to have this late in the season. You got to love the fact, though, that when that core group came out, one, everybody got involved in sharing the basketball. You only had four field goals that there was not an assist on.
Yeah,
tonight.
I mean, we had 26 assists with 8:30 to go in the game, and so I thought we'd get to 30-32. And so, you know, once that happens and once you're able to do things like that, it makes you happy as a coach. They figured it out. They started getting there. They started moving the ball. They started doing a lot of good things, and that's all you can ask for with this team, and they're getting better. And again, you know, you're playing without Mike Meadows. You think about that. You're playing without, you know, I wanted to give Big V some minutes today, but he hurt his thumb, and then Zo hurts his thumb, and so he's in that, and so, you know, when you're able to see that kind of thing and you're seeing guys step up and do different things, it makes you happy as a coach. And so with that being said, it was fun to see the guys play today. We got Andrew in there tonight. He told me it was one of his dreams to play in a D1 game, and he did, against a D1 opponent. And so it may have ruffled some feathers, but at the same time, I love Andrew. He's been so much to our program, and he's done so many good things for us. And so that's why he went in, if anybody's wondering. I wasn't, you know, rubbing it in the other coach's face or anything like that. I just wanted him to have his opportunity, and that's my guy, and those guys aren't. And I'm always going to stick with my dudes, and we had the opportunity to play him tonight. And I know people are wondering why he played. That's why he played.
Well, and there was a plan on senior day for him to have that opportunity, and unfortunately the situation didn't allow for it. And I think that word had gotten around campus, so the students were all fired up for him.
Listen, college basketball, man, it's fun. It's something that, you know, is going to be cherished for a lot of these guys. And Andrew, right? Andrew loves basketball more than anybody else I know. And he's done everything. And I wanted to make sure with, you know, everything we could possibly do for him, and that was one of them. And so I was really, really excited to see him get out there. And he had a layup. He had an opportunity to score.
Had an opportunity, and he just got a little excited.
He'll think about that for the rest of his life. But when he's about 20, you know, 20 years from now, and he has his kids, he's going to say he had 20 in this
game. And he's going to say, I played in the first ever pilot postseason victory.
That's awesome.
Here's
man.
The box score.
Exactly. Chatting he got here, a shot up.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. So now preparing, we'll wait and find out as they put this tournament together who and when and where you'll be playing. But one, just to have the opportunity to continue to have practices with these guys, how valuable is that for a coaching staff this late in March to have legitimate practices?
It's huge, and we're getting two games back that we didn't play this year, and I hope we get another one at home. And so when you have the opportunity to play games and you have the opportunity to practice more and you have the opportunity to do certain things, that's exciting. And so when you have more chances to practice and you have more time to do anything else, and then you have more time to do everything else, and you have more time to figure out, you know, what guys work and how different things go. I mean, this is just, it is what it is. It's basketball, and it's a moving thing, and, you know, rosters and things always move and change, and you got to recruit your own guys, got to do other things. And so that's a huge part. So you get to see who's about it and who's doing different things, and it was just fun to see tonight.
You said when you first came down here, you thought you could win 20 games here in your first season. I think a lot of people thought that was ambitious and maybe some coach speak, but now you have an opportunity.
Oh, I think we can win every game we play, and that's just how I feel. I feel like, you know, I feel like you get the guys prepared, you get the guys ready, and you get the right group of people together, and I feel like you can do anything and against anybody. And so, you know, when I told you guys I thought we could win the league this year, I believed in my heart we could. I think next year we'll win the league. And, you know, what are you supposed to say? We're going to get second, third, fourth? No, you want to win the league, and that's the goal, and that's the whole thing for us. And so when you say, hey, you're going to go and get 20 wins, and yeah, you're going to go out and get 20. That's we have goals as teams, as coaches, as players, as just people in general, and anything you do, you want to set yourself goals. And I'm always going to set our goals high as a team, and I always feel like we're not going to ever get them. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I want to win a national championship. Why not do it here? And so we just got to put ourselves in the right position. Everyone says, oh, you're crazy, this, that, and the other. But, you know, we have the number one team in the country, so we get to see what that's like every year. And so if we can start battling and competing with them, why can't we win the whole thing? And so that's what we look at, and that's what we're always going to always put ourselves towards. And people may think I'm crazy, but that's the kind of attitude I want our team to have.
Well, the record I just heard from Jason Bro, 34 assists in a game. So there's the goal.
Should have told me that earlier. That's a hard one to go get.
Well, you got a game here coming up. You'll find out an opponent here hopefully tonight, maybe by tomorrow. Game sometime Wednesday or Thursday. What do you want to see this team continue to do and develop going forward, no matter who your opponent is?
I want to see them keep getting better. I want the confidence to keep exuding out of these guys. I mean, you see Moses Woods out here play great. You know, you see a bunch of different things from different players, and you just want them to keep getting better. And so as they keep getting better and doing, you know, different things, I mean, you're about to talk to Moses, and you'll be able to see his change and transformation from the beginning of the year to now. And that's huge for us as we keep pushing forward with our season, because of the fact that these guys are getting better. And now as you keep adding things and pieces to next year's team, these guys are going to be the guys that know exactly what's going on, and they'll be able to tell these guys moving forward. And that's how you get better as a team, and that's how your program gets better. And, you know, you get to watch Moses sit out here and shoot jump shots with his girlfriend waiting to talk. I mean, those are good things. And he's settling in just fine, and so we're excited about that.
Well, we're excited about it too. Excited about the postseason win. So there you go. Coach working on his photography there. We'll let you go so you can get a meal. It's well earned. Congratulations on that postseason victory. And we got a chance to talk to Moses now.
Thank you. Thank you. And go Pilots.
All right. We'll turn Coach loose. And Moses here, nice to have the family all with you.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. Outstanding effort tonight. 19 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, 4 block shots. You had that stretch where you – the chase down block, and you finished it at the other end. And I think people that think you're just a three-point shooter clearly are not watching what you're doing at both ends.
It was a great fun night, and shout out to my boy Andrew getting in at the end of the game.
I know everybody was excited there for him to come in, and it was we so wanted him to get that layup, but I think he just got a little excited. And I think that's the fun part. As much as you guys have come together and we've seen this starting group really find a rhythm and play some great basketball, it hasn't been – you guys remain a close-knit group from, you guys starting all the way down through all the team managers, and that bond, I think, is what everybody is most excited to see here on the bluff along with the wins. How do you continue to foster that here moving forward? Hopefully a few more games to extend the season, but into the summer and looking ahead to the future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're definitely going to take advantage of these games coming up and continue to get better and build on what we have. And like Coach was saying earlier, I heard him, us older guys are going to be able to come back and, teach the new guys, and just we're going to know how it works, how it runs. And, yeah, I'm really excited for next year.
Well, and there's only a few West Coast Conference teams still playing, period, so you get to be one of those tonight. I thought it was really you guys obviously went on the scout. You had 2 weeks, obviously, so a lot of time, more time than normal to really build up and take advantage of what the matchup provided, just their roster, a lot of guards, their points came from the guards, and I think lost in your stat line and all the offense that you guys put up. You had the assignment on Derek St. Hilaire, who's a top 20 scorer. You held him to 4 of 18 shooting.
Yeah. I'm happy that Coach gives me the opportunity to guard some of the best players, and he put me on a lot of the best guys the whole year in the WCC and everything, so Yeah, it's a great opportunity to show that, you know, I can play defense and guard the best guy.
That and rundown, we saw the entire game. More fun blocking shots or knocking down threes?
Probably, I'm not going to lie, blocking shots is pretty fun. I kind of came away from that. At UNLV, I was pretty good at that, but yeah, no. It's too close, actually, to call, probably.
Yeah, the threes are what you can take care of you down the road.
That's
but
awesome.
The block shots and the chase down block there. Chatting here with Moses Wood, our Alaska Airlines player of the game. So now you do get to keep playing. What was it like, though, the 2 weeks off? Obviously, you guys were gassed there in that Santa Clara game. You needed a couple of days off, but you could tell it didn't take long for you to refresh. What did you guys do in the 2 weeks to keep the competition up? Because you were worried about a little rust maybe coming out, and after everybody had a chance to get a three under their belt, they started going down.
Yeah, we you know, for these 2 weeks we took a little bit of rest, a little time off, but you know, we got after it in practice and really competed, played 5-on-5, 4-on-4, 3-on-3. So yeah, we definitely weren't, you know, slacking in the competitive nature in practice.
Well, it's fun having your family here. So congratulations. Thanks so much for stopping by. We look forward to seeing you sometime later this week. We'll find out who you play. Hopefully it'll be right here, and we can get the students out and have some more fun.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. Moses Wood, our player of the game. Thanks for stopping by.